I promise, niggas. I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God. Bitch, I'm on my shit again. I won't be sitting around.
Yo. Yo, what's poppin', man? You already know what this is about right here, boy. All I'm gonna say, Kendrick another. That's all I'm gonna say. He can never. If you listen to my previous shit about them, you know I stand with Kendrick. Bro. Cole just dropped this album, might delete later. Shit is crazy. Niggas didn't even know he was about to drop this one. Nobody. Niggas thought he was dropping his other joint. The fuck is his name for that joint? Whatever, but he's working on another project, whatever. And you already know why I'm here. First of all, you know why I'm here. You know why I'm doing this pod. Because he responded to Kendrick, little light jabs or whatever. And Cole got some light, he threw some light jabs, but I think his shit was better. Because he said what I've been saying about Kendrick for years, inconsistent like a motherfucker. And it's not even a diss record right here. This just happens to just be my favorite record right here. Nostalgia, fell to the record. Featuring Kim right here. But I'm telling you, Holmes has some shit. Drop a hot verse every 30 months. Come on, man. 4 albums in 12 years. Come on, man. Kendrick another, man. And y'all niggas keep overhyping that verse, bro, because he rap fast and all that shit. What I'm going to say about Kendrick? His very, very first project was a fucking classic. His, I don't know, it was a project or a mixtape, whatever. That shit was a classic. You know, that shit got, Don't Fuck With My Vibe, Don't Kill My Vibe, and the Bath Tub Full of Liquor, those songs and shit like that. ADHD, them songs. Then, his commercial album, his first commercial album, that shit was dope as fuck. His second album was horrible. Like I said, and like Cole said in the record, it was horrible. Niggas talking about you don't get it, you gotta get it. I don't gotta get shit. I just know music. That was not music. That shit was horrible. And y'all overhyped the damn record, the damn album, because there wasn't nothing pumping at that time. Pause. There wasn't nothing jumping from nobody. So he dropped that with good timing. That album was horrible. It wasn't horrible, but it was mid as fuck. And his last album was alright. I know I skipped another album, whatever, but because I ain't listened to it. But his last album, I ain't gonna lie, it was alright. Like, he got that shit. He got some shit on there. I ain't gonna cap. I was running back a lot. But I'm gonna say this. He got the Kendrick Lamar got the Busta Rhymes syndrome. And that's rapping fast without saying shit. Them niggas be getting away with murder. Don't get me wrong, Busta is a fucking... Busta Rhymes is the legend of all legends. Like, so I'm not saying niggas is garbage, but niggas just got away with it. Niggas got away with fucking murder, bro. Niggas not saying nothing on the record because you rapping fast and rapping on the beat a certain way. They don't mean you fucking a lyricist. You just got a crazy flow. Come on, man. What the fuck this car doing, man? And I'm potted from my car, obviously. These dumb motherfuckers just cut me off. But yo, what the fuck this nigga doing, bro? Yo, son, what's up with you, bro? What I'm saying? He got the Busta Rhymes syndrome. Rapping fast, but you're not saying shit on the record at all. Like, you're just saying, you're just making sounds on beat and shit. Like, and that's how I put it. That's how I describe it. And that's why people, oh, Kendrick's such a lyricist. Oh, he be going crazy on shit. he be spazzing on. No, you gotta listen to the words, motherfucker. This nigga Cole smoked on with some light jazz, nigga. And he took the whole route too. 4 albums in 12 years and all that. That's a good one, man. Like, y'all niggas overhyping that Kendrick verse because he jumped on a song with Future. And Future is not a supreme lyricist or whatever. Future do his Future shit. We all fuck with Future. And you got a person who rap fast on the beat and whatever, mate. You know, Fusion made him sound 10 times better or whatever. You know how that is. Nigga come after dumbing on the song, whatever, whatever. Man, he said some shit. My favorite shit on that shit when he said it was walking around with the stick like 3K, some shit like that. That was hard. Pause. That was a hard-ass punchline. But that wasn't... Y'all overhyped Kendrick, man. He dropped one verse almost every 2 years on niggas, man. And niggas is content with that shit. That's why from the get I wasn't even feeling them crowning Kendrick King of the West over Nip and shit like that. My Nip body of work at the time was still way more consistent than Kendrick and better music than Kendrick. And y'all can look that up, man. I was like, what about Nipsey? It was the game. Them niggas was glazing Kendrick. Snoop was glazing Kendrick and shit over Nipsey and all that dumb shit. And this is before Nipsey passed away, too. I was saying this shit, too, like, for real. And I see niggas saying Cole only got one classic album. No. I think Cole got 3 classics. His very first project, Born Sinner, Forest Hills, and this is going to be a classic, but I think people didn't really take to it. What's the shit when he was exposing all the mumble rapper niggas and shit? That album, that's almost a classic. The only thing with that, some of the beats I wasn't, you know, but that's almost a classic. It's going to be a classic because how he exposed the niggas and shit. He was talking about them niggas. And shit, and that shit like so, like it went multi platinum and shit with no features. And that's another thing about Cole, he could drop anytime he want without the whole world and shit, and his shit gonna go multi platinum, bro. Come on, man. Cole that nigga, man. And these was light jabs too. So don't, y'all niggas. I see y'all niggas when y'all so called rapper niggas and shit. I see y'all niggas. I swear y'all experts and shit like that, nigga. Like, man, listen to this shit, bro. Before I make my opinion, motherfucker, I listen to shit 10, 15 times, nigga. Y'all niggas just hear something. I'm not saying that about everybody, but I've been seeing niggas, man. Y'all niggas swear y'all experts, man. The one thing about me, I analyze a lot of shit, man. A lot of dynamics, man. Come to my thought process with a lot of shit. Y'all niggas, man, but to me, it's 1-0 right now. And I'm waiting for the light-skinned Keith Sweat to respond. Nigga fresh off a tour, so it's about time now, man. This is hip-hop. And this another, it's great, because these giants, they about to spar, man, with some motherfucking, some kissing beings type shit. I want them niggas to go, you know, that type of shit. So this is good for rap, man, because, man, listen, all that sexy red and all that female music, man. It's good, man. In Future albums, the classic, bro. Already, cause you got my favorite rapper, go to all goats to me, Prodigy, all through the album when he was going in the hip hop rant. I said that on my last shit about that. So Future always put out a dope ass project, like so. Again, I'm waiting for niggas to start going crazy, man. For real, man. This shit about to get crazy. I love it. 1-0, Cole. It's your boy, Junetown, nigga.